Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind.
Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome back to Switch On. Today, I'm going to be sharing 10 simple things that will change your life. These are all things that have changed my life over the course of the past couple years and things that I've consistently done to just kind of help me, you know, be able to conserve my energy, to be able to, you know, do the great work that I do in this world. Okay, so the first thing is to develop a morning and evening routine. A lot of times you just hear about like morning routines, but I really think it's important to have both a morning and an evening routine. You see, how you start your day can either set you up for success or it can set you up for stress. And what happens with most people is that you spend your first waking moments on your cell phone. Okay, so you wake up and the first thing you do is to reach out for your phone and you start scrolling through your messages, you're scrolling through social media, you're scrolling through everything possible that is out there. And that's kind of like waking up and inviting the entire world into your space. It's hectic. So whether you like it or not, your subconscious is going to start to pick up some aspects of that tough news that you've seen or that information, and it's going to affect the rest of your day. Plus, it's also a sure way to just have like a cluttered brain, okay? So when you hear about morning routines, a lot of times you're just like, oh, you know, it's about yoga, it's about meditation. And those are like solid ways to start your day, but it's not the only way, okay? So things like literally keeping your phone away is a great part of your morning routine, you know, to consider, okay? The key is to finding what works for you. What can you do in the morning that will bring you calm, that will bring you peace, that will bring you joy, that will bring you good energy to be able to carry you through the day? Many successful people around the world have publicly shared their morning routine. So we've heard about the morning routine of so many different people. But a lot of times, again, we like to think about it as meditation and yoga, and that's not really what it is. So like for Jane Austen, for instance, what she would do is she would wake up immediately and she would play the piano. She would make breakfast with her family and then she would spend time writing. For President Obama, what he would do is he would do a lot of like cardio exercise, a lot of weight routines. And then he would have breakfast with his daughters. Like that was his morning routine. And then like you've got people like Steve Jobs who would literally just contemplate the philosophical question, if today was my last day on earth, what would I do differently? So he would ask himself this question and it would just allow him to kind of reflect, right, on his life. It's really important to make every single morning count to the best of your ability, okay? And then when you think about evening routines, like evening routines are quite similar, right? So you've had a busy day. You want to make sure that you're winding down with a calm and clear headspace to allow you reflect on your day and see how you can improve on the next day. Plus also evening routines just typically help with like good sleep, okay? And that good sleep is crucial to your overall well-being. So my morning routine, for instance, centers around gratitude, right? And affirmations. So I ask myself, you know, what am I grateful for? What do I believe about my day? And that helps me carry that energy throughout the day. My evening routine is me just like spending some time with my kid, filling my room with like beautiful candle scents because I love the smell of stuff that it smells good. And then just like winding down early with ambient music, right? So I listen to some ambient calm music and that's very helpful to me. But to be honest, I haven't done a great job at my evening routine, I think since the beginning of 2021, right? But it's something that I've also refused to give up on because I know the value that I get from it. Like for me, whenever I skip my morning or my evening routine, I feel disorganized. I feel like chaotic throughout the day. So nobody needs to tell me, you know, that Adora, like you're acting like a Grinch. I know it, right? And I know that it's because I didn't follow my routine. But the important thing is, no matter how much you fail in setting your routines, you just wake up every day and you try to do better than the day before. That is the key, right, to being able to develop a consistent routine and sticking to it. So sometimes you will fail, but it's important that you just continue trying. Okay. The second thing that will be very helpful that you want to definitely learn is to declutter your space. I cannot overemphasize the importance of having a tidy space. Okay. Just knowing where things are kept, being able to reach out for them as and when that you need them. I don't think that everyone needs to be like an extreme minimalist, because a lot of times when you think about decluttering, you're just kind of like, oh, minimalist life, get rid of everything. I mean, if that's what you choose and it works for you, that's great. But the truth is, not everyone is going to be extreme with like 5 black t-shirts, 1 desk, 2 cutlery. I think the key is to know what you need per time and stick to those versus just like hoarding items or acquiring things that you don't need and just keeping them within your space. But beyond acquisition, I think it also becomes important to know how to store things. So how do you store things? Personally, like, I like to keep things organized. I like to keep things labeled. It's very helpful for me. I'm also a bit extra. So like, I realize, and this is kind of funny, but one of the things I realize is that when there's multiple colors in my space, I feel stressed. Okay, like I need to have mostly monochrome items. So when I'm buying things, I mostly will buy like stuff that is black or stuff that is white. And it's just kind of what works for me, right? Because it's easily identifiable. It doesn't feel like all over the place and stuff. So again, figure out what works for you, but make sure you declutter your space. And while you're decluttering your space, please declutter your devices. That's my number 3, okay? Declutter your devices, back up your devices if you can. Nobody loves to lose a ton of data and content when their phone crashes or your phone breaks. And the truth is, no matter how careful you think you are, your phone can literally just drop in 2 seconds. Like you're just walking or something and it just falls, okay? And you're frustrated, you're angry, all of that stuff. You can reduce that level of frustration by just backing up now. Go back up, back it up, okay? Not tomorrow. I know your mind is telling you, I'll do it later. Not later today, now, okay? Once you get off this listening to this podcast, back it up. But beyond saving your data, it's also important to just kind of like remove apps that you don't need, delete photos that you don't need. You know how you take those photos and it's like the same angle, but you take like 10. Yeah. Delete 9 and leave just 1. Also just like clearing messages, reorganizing your notes, your notepad, labeling them. I know that it can feel like, you know, that's just too much to do, but trust me, it's very, very helpful. We don't realize how these small things cause serious clutter in our minds and they actually start to affect us deeply. So yes, please back up your devices and declutter. Okay. Number 4 is to exercise, eat healthy, take your vitamins, right? This goes without saying. Healthy living has been a game changer for me. So since I started being intentional about my health journey, trust me, I felt more energized. I felt happier, more at peace, and just generally more inspired and motivated. Okay. It's really important for you to set intentions on your health journey. So first of all, ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Right? How does this health journey that I'm on tie into my overall purpose, to my overall mission in life? Right? I think you have to be clear on the importance of your health to your life's purpose. That's the only way that you can actually achieve consistency, right? So eating healthy, doing your exercises, having your vitamins, like it shouldn't feel like a chore. It needs to get to the point where it actually feels like a lifestyle because it's actually important to you. So you eat healthy because you understand that it's fuel to your mission. Because at that point, you're not just trying to come up with excuses. You're actually finding solutions that you know are beneficial to where it is that you're going and what it is that you're about, okay? So you can't go to the gym. That's fine. You take your 30-minute walk. There's no excuse. I'm going to take a 30-minute walk in my neighborhood, okay? You can't walk outside. That's fine. Do some aerobics. Do some cardio exercises inside your bedroom. Get your body moving. Drink water because it's important. Take your vitamins because you can see the difference when you don't take them, okay? health is a lifestyle and it is a very, very important one. I think we should stop taking for granted our health, okay? Number five is to engage in DIY activities, okay? So just engage in hobbies. I feel like we're so caught up in our professional lives, in our mission work, in our ambition, that we're forgetting to just enjoy some of our creative expressions and just live, YOLO, okay? Find something that you would like to create. Find something that you enjoy and just do it. Whether it's baking or carpentry or art or finding puzzles that, you know, you like to, jigsaw puzzles that you like to put together. Whatever the case is, just find something and enjoy it and don't overthink it. Like, don't try to monetize it. I know that your monetization brain will set in and be like, oh yeah, we can make money from that. Don't. Okay, just enjoy it. And maybe if you want to monetize it at a later point, that's fine. But always find like that outlet, you know, that you can just do stuff. I have a friend who's currently making like knitting. She's been knitting. So she's been making like some knitted products. And it's so beautiful to just watch that expression. Can she make a ton of money off it? Of course she can, right? But I think that just, you know, in that process of just expressing yourself, you start to realize that your juices, your creative juices flow even more effectively, right? And you're just happier. Then also take time to study your spiritual book, your spiritual guide, okay? Whatever religion it is that you practice, take time to study your book. You know, you don't have to read it all at once. And a lot of times you will feel like you have to read it almost like you're reading a storybook. And that might, you know, appear boring sometimes, right? Or you feel like, oh, you know, I want to read the whole book in a year, whatever the case may be, but you don't have to read it that way. So what I will typically do is I will take, I'm Christian, I read my Bible, I will take one or two verses per time and just kind of meditate on those verses for a period, right? So I might literally just take like two verses and meditate on it for the whole month. For a whole month, I'm just kind of looking for scripture and passages around that particular subject matter, and I'm just kind of delving into it. So I'm not forcing myself to, you know, try and read multiple subjects, right, at the same time. I'm kind of just saying, you know, I'm going to focus on these two. I'm going to meditate and go in on it. So take time to study your spiritual guide. Number seven is just to listen to podcasts. Like you're listening to this one. I think that podcasts are a beautiful way to just learn in a relaxed environment. Personally, I retain information better when I'm listening. So podcasts have been a life changer for me on my learning journey. Like one of the things I've learned that has been helpful is I break my podcast listening into two parts. Right. So I break it out into learning and I break it out into fun. So I have podcasts that I focus on to gain new knowledge, to learn from other people's experiences. And then I also have podcasts that I just listen to for fun. Right. So it could either be comedy, poetry, or just pure vibes, like just conversational stuff that I just think is interesting. So find what tickles your fancy in the podcast space and just make it happen for you. Okay. Number 10, which is incredibly, incredibly important. Not that everything I shared isn't important, but this one, please don't forget. Take breaks from everything. Okay. From social media, from work, from even play. Take time to do nothing. I mean nothing, literally. Okay. So in this day and age, doing nothing is a skill. It's a real valuable skill. I feel like we get so caught up in our day-to-day lives as givers, as providers, as learners, as leaders, and it gets easy to feel overwhelmed and ultimately just like burnout. So sometimes it's important for you to shut down. And when I say shut down, I'm not even talking about like going to the spa or hanging out with friends or watching a movie, because that's what we tell ourselves that shutdown is. Those are forms of self-care, yes. But what I'm actually talking about here is a total shutdown where you do nothing, zilch, nada, nothing, okay? Just be there with yourself and be okay with that. Trust me, it's harder to do. That's why I said it's a skill. But we need to be able to learn how to be still, right, with ourselves, how to be comfortable being still, be comfortable being with yourself, okay? Incredibly important on your life's journey. You'll find that when you power down, right? I often say, and I said this in my book, This Thing Called Purpose, is that you power down to power up and power through. Okay. So sometimes just go off the grid, right? And take time out to focus on you and be in your presence as well and feel yourself. Understand. I think it also kind of helps with self-awareness, just like knowing yourself and going inwards. Okay. All right, guys, I hope this has been helpful to you. If it has, you know the drill. Please share it with someone who will benefit from it too. And don't forget to hit subscribe on my podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit subscribe on this channel to receive updates when I drop a video. Follow me on Instagram as well. It's at adora.lumina. And I will catch you on the next episode of Switch On.